بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن سمرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Still in this chapter of jihad, the importance, the virtues and the great benefits of jihad. Hazrat Samura radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ra'aytu laylata rajulain atani. I saw two men coming to me at night, that is in the dream. And these two men were actually Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam and Mikael alayhi salatu wa salam, who appeared in the dream in human form. فَسَعِدَا بِي الشَّجَرَةِ. And they took me and climbed with me up on a tree. فَأَدْخَلَانِي دَارِنِي أَحْسَنُ وَأَفْضَلُ لَمْ أَرَى قَتُّ أَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا. And then they made me to enter a house, a palace, a huge mansion. And it was so beautiful, never in my life did I see any palace more beautiful or more better than that. Qala, then those two farishtas, Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam, said, Amma hadhihi ad-dar fadaru shuhada. This house, yeah, this mansion and palace which was so beautiful, this is meant for the shuhada. Those who give their lives in the path of Allah, they will be rewarded with this great beautiful mansions, and which will be forever and ever. And what enjoyments in the mansion, that also we cannot imagine. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه حضرت أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه says أن أم الربيع بنت البراء وهي أم حارثة بنت سراقة. That أم ربيع, the daughter of براء, and she is the mother of حارثة ابن سراقة. أتت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت. She came to نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم and she posed this question. يا رسول الله أتحدثني عن حارثة, about her son حارثة. She asked, can you tell me something about him? We had become شهيد وكان قتل يوم بدر. In the battle of Badr he had become شهيد. Can you inform me, tell me what is his condition? He has gone into that world now. فَإِنْ كَانَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ صَبَرْتُ. If he's in Jannah, I will make sabr, I will have great contentment that my son is enjoying, he's in Jannah. وَإِنْ كَانَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. And if he's not in Jannah, اِجْتَهَدْتُ عَلِيهِ فِي الْبُكَاءِ. I will make great efforts for him in crying. I will make dua to Allah. I will make isali sawab. I will make dua maghfirat. I will have great, great concern, and I will make great effort that he must be forgiven and be entered into Jannah. فقال نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يا أم حارثة إنها جنان في الجنة. That, O حارثة, he is enjoying, in the great pleasures of Jannah. وإن ابنك أصاب الفردوس الأعلى. And your son has reached the highest stages of Jannah, Firdaus. And the highest stages, Firdaus الأعلى. As it comes in the hadith, that when you ask of Allah, ask him of not only of Jannah, but Firdaus, those, the highest stages in Jannah. And this is a reality which is happening all the time. We all are well aware of Maulana Qasim Zubair Ali, my brother-in-law. Not long ago, his wife saw a dream that he and Mr. Ahmed Esak, who was here of Maheen Street, that both of them are on the beach there in Jannah, and they are sitting and enjoying. So Mr. Esak's wife said that we worry so much about them while they are enjoying there. Any person who just goes with iman, what great enjoyment. Then as soon as a person goes there, he realizes that this world was a dungeon. This world was a misery, and he would wish that he would have gone there so much more earlier. Fortunate are those people who have that reality in this world, and they don't attach their hearts with this world, and they realize that world is a world of great enjoyment. There are no jobs to attend to, there are no worries about accounts there, there is no worry, not even of namaz, there is worry that you have to get up for fajr. It's just a life of enjoyment where everything is found. And whoever there is a great VIP. He will be treated like a great VIP. Yeah, everyone feels that nobody likes me, nobody cares about me, and nobody thinks about me. There, everyone will be thinking about you, and you will be treated like a king, like a great VIP there, and that will be forever and ever. No diseases there. You don't have to worry of going for checkups. No worry about dialysis. No worry about anything. Just enjoyment all the time. So, and what to say of those who become shaheed and go? What a great place they get, and forever they are in that. And at least what we, which comes in the hadith, we should at least desire, make dua for shahadat. Even if practically we do not have it, but the desire should be in the heart that I become a shaheed. I give my life for the sake of Islam. وعن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما قال حضرت جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما says جيء بأبي إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم that I was brought my father was brought to نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم قد مثل به and his body was mutilated in the jihad, in the battle they had cut his body and severed it so much that it was badly mutilated فوضع بين يديه and my father's body was put in front of نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم فذهبت أكشف عن وجهه and as it is common as a son the feeling he had for his father he went forward to go and open the face to look at his father فنهاني قوم all the people stopped me don't look it can be for two reasons or it can be for both reasons one is it is not right to look at the face of a person who has passed away this also we should try and get out of our system we have got it as a customary system to show the face before we pick up the janazah from the house we open the face and show everyone that should not be done and the other is perhaps that he what feelings he had for his father and his father was badly mutilated when he will see his father's face like that what all the cuts and all the bruises it will have a negative effect on him for his whole life So the people stopped him from that. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Then Nabiya Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ said, مَا زَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تُذِلُّهُ بِأَجْنِحَتِهَا That all the time the malaika are spreading their wings over him. His body looks like this, mutilated, etc. But he's got great, great position by Allah. And also we must know the matters of the akhirat are not with this physical body, but with the ruh. And in most cases, even in motor car accidents, even in a crime scene, the ruh is taken out before that what happens to the body. That is, the person is shot, he gets all mutilated in an accident, but the ruh is already gone. It's just on a lifeless body all that is happening. And no pain of that is felt also. And the malaika were spreading their wings over his father. So these are the great positions for a shaheed. And we should all aspire to also have shahadat in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.